genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Now, because it's that time of the year where we're making the transition from the summer to the fall, I thought it would be great to bring on our next guest and talk about changing perceptions about ourselves. Our next guest is based out of the New England area. He's a motivational speaker and an author. He has authored I don't know how many books. We'll ask him that when he comes on in just a moment. But he's here today to talk about changing our perceptions and leading the life of plenitude that we all deserve. Welcome to the show, Ivan Burnell. How are you today?
Billy, super. How are you doing?
Well, I am doing terrific. Now, how are things back east where you are? Are the leaves starting to turn?
Yes, they are, as a matter of fact. And I don't know how, you never know whether it's really going to be one of those super years or a mild year. But the leaves are starting to turn, and the colors look good right now.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Actually, we're having our last touch of summer. We're going to be up in the 80s today.
Actually, warmer where you are than here in Ventura, California. So
uh-huh.
How about that? Well, as I said at the outset, last night if you looked out, you saw the moon. It was a full moon. That was the harvest moon. That's signaling the end of summer and the beginning of the fall season. And I thought it would be a perfect time to bring you on, Ivan, to sort of take inventory of the first two-thirds, three-quarters of the year and look towards improving the last part of the year going into next year. Now, one of the questions that came up in the introduction and I wasn't clear on, how many books have you yourself written?
I've written four books.
Four books, okay.
Of this nature. In my other life, I wrote other books.
Okay. Well, let's start with what makes you an expert on changing perceptions, changing directions, because your life history is most interesting, and I think it really sets the stage for why you're an expert, a subject matter expert in this.
Well put, Billy. Well put. What gives me the qualifications to talk about change of perception? Well, I've got to say that I've done there, been that, and done it well. I was a very successful engineer. I was the vice president of manufacturing, corner office, all that good stuff. And then I was worked in the space industry, and that's where my downhill slide started, actually. And I wound up eventually being homeless in the hills of New Hampshire.
Well, that's far way to go, Ivan. How did that happen?
Well, to be honest with you, in retrospect, I can look back on it and see that I did it to me. Yes, I blamed a lot of other people along the way. I mean, goodness gracious, they did it to me, you know, that sort of thing. But I had an awakening, all right? Maybe this is a good point to bring this up. When I was homeless in the hills of New Hampshire during the wintertime, during a snowstorm, kind of a blizzard, I was walking through it and feeling frightfully sorry for myself about how, oh, you know, they did this to me. And I'm used to have a lot of stuff. I had a home. I had a business. I had this. I had that. And I had nothing. When you're homeless, you got nothing. Closed my back, and that was it. And What happened is I'm in this storm walking, and I heard a voice, clear as a bell, Billy. Ivan, get off your high horse and stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Wow. And from where did that voice come?
Well, I'll tell you, it was so clear that it had to be come from someone. I turned around and looked, and looked. There was no one there in the storm. It was late at night, dark. It wasn't, you know, snowing, so it's not dark. But it was dark, let me clue you. And there was no one there, no place. And so that obviously caused me to do some serious thinking. And I took a good look at myself, and I was feeling sorry for myself, very definitely. And I was blaming myself and everybody else for my condition, And what I guess that what that started was having to make a decision. Okay, Ivan, you're going to continue to be homeless and blame the world for all your darn problems, or are you going to do something about it? And my decision, actually based on my children, my father died when I was young. And I didn't have the direction. I didn't have the role modeling. I didn't have all the things that I think would have helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Ivan, you can't do this to your kids. I have five children. You can't do this to them. Now, you know, they were living with my wife, ex-wife, and everything was, they were okay, but they weren't okay. They because I was the one that was supplying whatever money we had. So I figured, okay, Ivan, you can't continue to be homeless, although homeless has certain advantages. You got no problems. You got no, you know, nothing to worry about. And in the United States of America, you can always get fed, not a problem.
Mm.
So,
well, hold on. Let me stop you right there, Ivan. This is an important part of the story, and I want to come back to it. But you mentioned something about eating, and we have some sandwiches to give away for the Urbane Cafe, their new location in Oxnard, the intersection of Rose and Gonzales Roads. I'll give that away to the second caller who's getting ready for lunch at 639-0008, 639-0008. This is a coupon for one free sandwich or one free salad from Urbane Cafe, their new location in Oxnard. Just like Ivan said, there's no shortage of food out there for anybody who's looking for it. And you call in, you can get yourself a coupon for Urbane Cafe. Thanks for letting me interrupt, Ivan. Sorry about that.
You bet.
So there you are. You're hungry. You're worried about your five children. And all of a sudden, you have this epiphany. Then what happened?
And I figured, okay, Ivan, you have got to go back to work. Well, I had previously had, I was this big engineer, but I'd had an automobile accident in which I lost all my memory, including all of my engineering knowledge, memory, book learning. And I figured, okay, I got to get a job. But the only thing I'm qualified for, in fact, is digging a ditch.
Mm.
At over 40 years old, I was about 43, 44 years old. And I had to talk a construction guy into giving me a job digging a ditch.
You actually had to beg for a job digging ditches.
Oh, yeah, because he said, he said, what am I going to do with you? I got a bunch of young bucks here. They're going to outwork you. I says, hell no, they're not going to. If you're not satisfied with me after a day's work, you can me, okay? But I'll outwork them. Don't you worry about that. And my hands were bloody because, you know, when you go from the corner office to digging underneath a house where we were excavating underneath the house by hand with a shovel to make a crawl space under that house. So it was yucky work. There's a lot of garbage underneath there.
There certainly is.
Yeah. So anyway, I got the job. I did well. And he actually, you know, promoted me and gave me other things to do. And then one day hitchhiking I got an apartment. It was a great apartment. It was in a house in an attic where I could only stand up in one place full, because I'm 6 foot tall.
Oh, yeah.
So I could only stand up in one place in that place without whacking my head. So anyway, that was my apartment. My first Christmas was beautiful. I had a tree. I went out and cut the tree out in the, you know, fields. I had a tree, and that was it. The decorations was, you know, the tree. So anyway, then I went from there. And eventually decide I've got to make more money than this. So I figured, okay, what can I do? Well, I know insurance salesmen make money. So anyway, that I went to insurance salesmen, and I then did very well. I learned how to sell properly, not negatively. And I became one of the top sales persons in the company. And I made enough money to pay back all my old bills so I didn't have to go and bankrupt them, okay? Because I owed a lot of bills, several thousands of dollars. Anyway, paid them all back and, you know, worked and developed myself and got my strength going. And I got a new family, new wife, and she had five children too. So now I have 10 children.
Five. Sort of like the Brady Bunch on steroids.
Yep. And anyway, so it grew from there, and I got stronger and better. And then one day, I had this awakening. When I had the near-fatal automobile accident where I lost all my memory, I also lost the memory of a promise that I had made to, you know, when you go near fatal. You go someplace that was like not a nice place, but and I begged like hell to get out of there.
Mm.
And the guy in charge, you might call him an angel or whatever you want to call him, but you in charge said, no, you're staying here. I said, why? I'm not a bad guy. He said, no, it's because how you lived your life and what you did. And then I got reminded of the things I did that really weren't all that great. So then then my son came to me and said, hey, Dad, why didn't you do this a lot sooner? Been better for all of us. And that was the key to help me remember my promise.
Well, we're talking to Ivan Burnell, everybody. Ivan, I mean, this is a fascinating story of redemption. It's a fascinating story of a comeback after just being down and out and destitute. And a lot of people hearing the sound of your voice right now are thinking, gosh, things aren't as good as they could be for me right now. The economy stinks. Even though they said in the newspapers that we're out of the recession, people here in Ventura County aren't necessarily feeling that. And so what would you say to them as both a person who has experienced this and as a motivational speaker to sort of set their minds on the right path for the last quarter of the year?
Change your concept of the world and your life. We do live in an unlimited universe, and I don't just mean the universe out there universe, I mean within ourselves. I have discovered because of what I've been able to accomplish, and I was, as you say, pretty far behind the eight ball there. You can have whatever you want to have, you can do whatever you want to do, and you can be whatever you want to be in life. You just have to kind of pay for it. And that's what I write in my books, the Living in the Unlimited Universe, The Power of Positive Doing, Say Yes to Life, Road to a Happier Marriage. All of these things point out what you have to do to get there. It's there, but you have to know kind of how to get there.
Well, give us some of the secret sauce, Ivan. We're dying to know. What's the secret sauce?
Okay, I call it the one of the programs I have is called the Golden Credit Card.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Golden Credit Card, I say you're issued with it. It was issued to you when you were born. Okay. Now, but the problem is, like any credit card, you got to do certain things, and one of them is something I call Rule One, that you have to live by, and then you have to live by Rule Two, and then you have to become a giver, not a taker. You know, there are nice givers that were really buying things. They're not givers, they're takers, but they're nice takers, okay?
Okay.
So, Rule One says, validates your own importance as a person in and of yourself, not because what you've done, not because what you have or whatever. No, just because you are you, if you want to say a child of God, whatever, you are you and that's it. Period. But so is everyone else. So therefore, everything you think, say, or do is important to you. And everything that the other person says, thinks, or does is important to them. And it's invalid for you to tell them they're wrong.
Okay. So here we are. We're all very self-absorbed. We're all the most important thing in validating our own existence. Then what?
Well, self-absorbed, you see, can't happen because the rule says, I'm important, so is everyone else.
Ah.
So that's what I call the balance of life. If you think of it as a balance scale, I must attribute first to myself my value, my importance, or I cannot attribute it to you.
Very good.
If you maintain that balance, well, that's how I became a star salesperson. I realized that everybody I was talking to was just as important as I was, and deserved the truth, which is Rule Two, by the way.
All right.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All right. Ivan, we're going to have to leave it there, my friend. I'm sorry we don't have more time to go into all of the rules that you have. But if people are interested in getting your book, learning more, where can they find information about your books?
Well, you can go to Amazon, they can go to Google, or they can go to my website.
Amazon, Google, or what's your website? What's the URL?
YesFactor.com.
YesFactor.
YesFactor.com.
All right, great. Ivan, thank you so much for being our guest and getting our heads straight for the final quarter of 2010. Appreciate it very much.
God bless you all, guys. Have fun.